Symetra Tour player, coming to us live from her new home in Alabama. Welcome into the golf shop, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm just glad you're not emptying boxes.
Upset by his rubbing in the 70-degree temperature since I moved to Birmingham this week from Fort Lauderdale, and I'm still trying to get used to this freezing ice and rain and snow.
Well, Stephanie, we've got some exciting news today that's going to bring you back to Charlotte, hopefully at a warmer time. As we prepare for the 2015 Symetra Classic at Raintree Country Club on May 18th through the 23rd, we really have the honor of announcing that Stephanie, one of our favorites, she's played here all 3 years we've had the tournament, has been offered one of our two sponsors' exemptions from Symetra Financial. Can we make it official?
I think we can. I am so thrilled to be coming back. This is always one of my favorite tournaments every year. The guys at Symetra and all the sponsors are so great. The course is wonderful. I'm so thrilled to be coming back to Charlotte. It's truly one of my favorite stops.
Once you get by the tournament director, everything else seems to be great, though, right?
Hey, that's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's straight crazy talk. If ever there were somebody who was going to blow sunshine in my direction, it's going to be Stephanie this week.
Oh, no, not just this week, all the time.
Well, we're so excited to have you back. I mean, as some of you may know, some of our listeners may know, Stephanie played it at Furman. She's a proud Paladin and well-known in the area and has been really supportive. And she's actually going to be involved in some of our pre-tournament promotion with Bob Mayberry Hyundai and doing some things to get us ready for May. And we're just super excited to have her. And I'm glad you said yes.
I know, me too. Thank you so much for offering. It's so wonderful to be able to come back to an area that I have special ties to. I have, you know, I grew up in South Florida, but going to school in the Carolinas, I just have a special place in my heart for that area, and especially Charlotte. I have some great friends there. So it'll be really fun to come back. Plus, not to mention, the tournament has some special aspects of it that make all the players, not just myself, want to come back every year. I mean, there's super fun things like Rock the Putt, and then with Bob Mayberry Hyundai signing on with taking the short drive to the top five, they do a special contest where they actually reward some of the short hitters, which doesn't happen too often out on the golf world out there. But we're really excited about all the opportunities that the tournament has to offer.
Yeah, and you know, so when you start looking at your schedule and planning things out for 2015, I mean, how many events do you want to try and get yourself into to kind of make your way to the next level?
Well, ideally, you want to play in as many as you possibly can. The more experience you can, the better. I'm going to do things a little bit different this year. I had a really rough year last year. I tried to play in as many tournaments as I possibly can, and I was also going through a swing change. And doing that while I was playing in as many tournaments as I could, I kind of lost my confidence, and I really struggled out there. It was kind of like beating my head against a brick wall. I don't know if any of you have ever experienced that before in your golf game. I'm sure there are so many people who have gone through it also. I mean, I've done tons of reading. You know, you can look at anybody like Tiger, Adam Scott. I mean, he missed 10 cuts and 18 starts in 2009, and 2 years later, 3 years later, won the Masters. So it's just kind of about picking yourself back up. But I am going to try to take a little bit different approach this year and spend more time working with my coach and a little less time on the road. I think my fiance will be pretty happy about that, since I will not be traveling 14 weeks in a row like I did last year. But I am definitely trying to get in, you know, as many tournaments as I can in order to prepare for Q school and the end of the season, because that's when you really have to turn it on, when it really matters.
Well, Stephanie, I mean, your popularity out here is no fluke. I mean, not only are you a wonderful ambassador for the game, but you know, your career since Furman has really coincided with two exploding trends. One, Big Break. I mean, Big Break 3 years ago was vastly different than it is now. And also the Symetra Tour itself. When you came to Charlotte the first time, that was a 13-stop season, and now it's 23, 24 stops. So how have you seen things change for you and for women's golf over the last few years?
Honestly, the Symetra Tour has grown in ways that we can't even imagine that it would in such a short time. The tour officials are doing wonderful things to get us way more tournaments to play in. We're playing for more money. This past year, we played for the highest amount of money we had ever played for in the history of the tour, and this year it has even increased. The purses are getting larger. So it's really exciting what is happening in women's golf. More people are watching. You know, I think there are different aspects to it. I think there are more exciting storylines on the LPGA and on the Symetra Tour. People are really connecting with the golfers, and I think that's one thing that really sells itself about women's golf, is that when people experience what it's like to be around women golfers in general, they fall in love with the tour. I have people who say, well, I went to one tournament and I met, you know, this person, or this person talked to my little girl, or whatever it is, and they get hooked. And I think that's the special part about women's golf, and what we bring to an area is that we're really, you know, approachable and easy to be around. And that's the exciting part about the tour, is how much it's growing and how really much people are getting involved with it.
Well, I mean, and it was interesting because in Florida at the tournament directors meetings, Mike Wan was there from the LPGA, the big commissioner. And we asked,
he's
awesome. And all of this growth for the Symetra Tour has happened during, you know, in his watch. And we asked him, when you think about women's golf, where does the Symetra Tour lie? And he said it's the first thing he thinks about every day. He'd like to see 85-90% of all LPGA players come through the Symetra Tour, because he says this tour is providing, you know, sponsorship understanding, media understanding, all that kind of stuff. So it's just, you know, I just want more people to give women's golf a chance.
I agree. You couldn't be more right. And the tour, I mean, the Symetra Tour truly is the road to the LPGA. That's what they call it. And it gave me a chance to really develop my skills, not only on the golf course, but off the golf course. You know, how to give an interview and how to be in front of the media, or how to, you know, be around high sponsors, CEOs of companies, and feel comfortable making them feel comfortable out on the golf course for 5 hours during a pro-am. So there are so many things that people don't even think about that you have to learn before you are successful out on either tour. And why not learn them at a little bit lower level before you get out there in front of the, you know, in front of the cameras and in front of the media? There couldn't be a better place to prove yourself as a proving ground than the Symetra Tour.
All right, so Stephanie, I want to get a little golf geeky with everybody out there. You mentioned that you're going through a swing change. We always hear, you know, Tiger Woods talking about patterns and, you know, getting stuck between the old swing and the new swing. You know, I want you to tell people out there what you go through when you're making such dramatic changes to your swing. And, you know, because people are going, oh, well, Tiger's just blowing smoke to us. You know, he's really got other things going on. But how difficult is it to not only switch what you're trying to do, but also to make the transition? And when you tee it up in a pressure-packed event, how hard is it to rely on the things that you're doing that are new as opposed to falling back into the old stuff?
It is extremely difficult. I have never honestly experienced something so difficult in my entire life. And, you know, I don't know Tiger, so I don't know exactly what he's going through or what he's changing in his swing, but I do know that making a change during a season or throughout tournament play is one of the hardest things that you can ever do. Because if you think about it, I've been playing golf professionally now for about 3.5 years, but I've been actually playing for about 15 years. So that's 15 years of developing habits that I do throughout my swing, you know, and doing it every single day. There weren't too many days that went by that I did not ingrain those habits into my swing or putting or chipping. So then when you go to make a change, you're not only reversing those habits, but trying to learn new habits, which is great when you're out on the driving range or trying to do it in slow motion. Those things come fairly easy for us because we do them every day. But when you get out into a pressure situation like a tournament, or you're trying to do your swing at 100 miles an hour, it becomes a lot more difficult because your swing goes right back to its natural habits that it's done for the last 10 years. I'm sure every normal, you know, amateur who's ever tried to change their grip could feel that. I mean, it feels so foreign. So, and for us, it's even magnetized because of the fact that we're playing for money and we're playing to pay our bills. So it just is a lot of added pressure that goes on. And I think the easiest way to get through it is to you have to change your mindset. For me, I was still trying to play the same competitive golf that I did the year before when I finished in the top 30 on the money list. And I was trying to do that while going through one of those swing changes. Whereas if you change your mindset and say, okay, this is a growing year, I'm going to see each tournament if I can get a little bit better. Instead of letting it affect my confidence when I did hit a bad shot, you have to think of it as, okay, it's a learning experience. What am I learning through this experience? And if you do it that way and you change your mindset about it, you can really make a change a lot quicker than if you're letting each bad shot affect your confidence. Because I'm sure you can understand when you affect your confidence a little bit, then you kind of go back to the bad habits, and then you're stuck in that in-between phase of, okay, you're not back to your old swing, but you can't get to the new swing yet.
I was going to say, that's the thing that makes it funny for me is that everybody says, well, for Tiger, it's mental. Well, it is mental, no matter what. Anytime you hit a bad shot, it's mental. Because
anything in golf is mental.
Yeah.
All right, hey, you two golf nerds, I as a novice, let's say, as an amateur who's out here, plays at 100, you know, whatever, let's see, explain to us what it means to change your swing. I bet most, you know, guys with a 25 handicap are like, what? Change your swing? You stand on one side of the ball and you swing. What does it mean to change your swing? Is it about, you know, your takeaway? Is it about, you know, is it started approach? Is it about how vertically it is? How far away from you? What are we talking about? I mean, how dramatic is it really to change your swing?
Yes.
I mean, it can be anything. It can be anything from your setup, how far away you are from the ball. Some people stand a little too close to the ball. There's no one quote-unquote right swing. If you look at, you know, anyone from Steve Stricker to Tiger to Jim Furyk, they all have vastly different swings. But there is a correct pattern for each swing. You have to get into some of the right positions in order to maximize your chance to hit the ball on the center of the club face every time, which is, I don't care if you're a 25 handicap or you're a professional golfer paying your bills playing golf. The goal is to minimize the amount of misses that you have. So you can do things in your swing in order to do that. And that's what I think having a very good coach is important, or even just somebody at your, you know, local driving range or who can look at your swing, you know, a pro who understands the aspects of where your swing needs to be, because there can be so many different changes you can go through. You can change your grip. Some people have a really strong grip where their hands are twisted around the club to the right. Some people have a really weak grip. So there's so many different aspects of it. You know, I could talk for hours about different changes you could make. Well, do we have that long?
So, but ultimately, everyone's trying to get to the same spot, you know, 2 inches before contact and 2 inches after contact where the club face is square on the ball and the ball hits in the sweet spot. But what it's anything that happens before or after that from when you, like, get out of your golf cart. That's all part of changing your swing, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Because it's all-encompassing. It's the whole approach to the shot.
Right. Anything that could change the way your club makes contact with the ball.
Okay. All right. I think the amateurs understand it and the golf nerds understand it. So, all right. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm so excited to have
you
on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I'm excited to have you on board for the Symetric Classic this year in May. And hopefully we will talk to you soon.
I can't wait. I'm excited to be back.
Thanks a lot, Stephanie.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. That's Symetric Tour player Stephanie Knoyer, four-time Big Break.